tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the tree. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the dead, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try. We get it time. Oh, forgetting who you are.
minutes, tell Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it was up. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love. Hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Seconds. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a head on the mind, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey,
let's ride. And now it's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
It's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Tyler Danberg, Zach Bigley, getting you ready for game 5 of 6 this week between the top two teams in the Texas League South as the Midland Rockhounds at 24-19 square off against the 25-17 first place Frisco Rough Riders. Last night, Frisco pitched its third shutout of the campaign in a 3-0 win over the Rockhounds for the Riders' third straight victory after losing the series opener on Tuesday afternoon. Kamar Rocker on rehab assignment for the Rangers turned in 3 scoreless innings. Ben Anderson got his second victory of the season, going 5 1/3 shutout relief. And then Travis McGregor became the 10th different rider to record a save this year, retiring the final two batters he faced. Josh Hatcher hit a solo home run in the bottom of the 4th. Abimelech Ortiz hit an RBI single in the bottom of the 6th. And Caber Rodriguez followed him by planting home a run on an RBI fielder's choice. When we come back, we'll have part 2 of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders reliever and top 30 Rangers prospect, Skylar Hales. It's all coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Come celebrate the Lone Star State on Saturday, May 24th for Texas Night at Riders Field when the Rough Riders face the athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. After the game, kids can play like their favorite riders for Kids on the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets for May 24th at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back into the Cacique pregame show. It's time for part 2 of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Skylar Hales.
What's your favorite thing that you built or a favorite project that you worked on?
I don't know. I'd say maybe replacing like circuit board in our RV with my dad when I was younger, and kind of before I knew what a circuit board was. And so he kind of helped me learn that and just kind of all the little daily skills and tricks that you need for fixing stuff around the house and things like that, just being nifty with your hands.
We're talking to Riders reliever Skylar Hales on the Andrews Distributing pregame interview. Skylar, you mentioned your dad, Bradley, college swimmer at UCLA. Is he a guy that you get your competitive level from?
Yeah, I'd say so. He was big, always stressing sports and stuff like that, and always being there on my side, and always coaching me. He was my coach in Little League and throughout growing up, and my mom as well. She grew up playing badminton and other sports, field hockey, and so she's got the competitive edge too. And around our house, we grew up with ping pong tables and all kinds of stuff like that, so we'd be playing backyard games. And I had an older sister, so I'd always be competing there and always be wanting to win. So I think that's kind of where it spurred from.
Who won the most, you or your sister?
Me, for sure.
That's good to know. Skylar, going back to Santa Clara, You started as a reliever, then moved, making 2012 of 15 appearances as a starter your second year with the Broncos, and then moved back to the bullpen. How long did it take you to find your role as a pitcher?
I'd say at Santa Clara, I never really officially had a role. There's weeks where I'd go in. There was one week I went in on Friday, threw one inning, and then went in on Sunday and threw 5 innings. And then there'd be a week I came in the first inning and threw 6, and then there'd be a week I came in one game and closed out and threw one inning the entire week. So I'd say didn't really have a role, but I was out there putting the team first, and it helped me because it was like if I could help the team win in any way that I could, then I'd be happy. So I went out there and did that as best as I could and helped me get through it.
You're now known for your high velocity on your fastball, but when you got to Santa Clara, where was that velo at and how did you develop it over time?
Yeah, I'd say high school maybe topped out around 90, but throughout college and everything, I was big into lifting. One of my roommates was kind of bodybuilder-esque, and so I'd go out there, and we'd go to the 24-hour fitness and lift pretty much every day outside of all the lifts we were already doing, and then doing that, taking it home, and kind of going about it that way. And then I'd get into tread videos on YouTube and kind of like a mechanical or mechanics breakdown of pitchers and stuff like that. And so I'd try to implement that into my game. And my freshman summer, playing summer ball, was able to get up to 95, and then made another jump my junior summer where I stayed at school and worked out and pretty much lifted and ran and did that all summer long, and just helped translate it out to the baseball field.
When did you hit triple digits for the first time?
My junior year at Santa Clara. I don't know exactly what day it was, but I went out there and just pitched like normal, and I went to go talk to my family afterwards, and some little kid comes up and goes, where's Skylar Hales at? And I was like, oh, I'm right here. He's like, oh, you hit 100 today. And I was like, oh, awesome. No idea who he was. He was just as excited as I was, I guess. But then went and confirmed it, and it was pretty surreal.
After the kid walked away and you were with your family, what did you feel when, first off, you heard from a kid that you hit that achievement, and then, two, realizing that all this hard work has finally culminated?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal going out there, and, I mean, that was my goal that whole year. That summer before, I told my coach, I was like, oh, I'm going to hit 100 next year, and before that, I only hit 95, maybe 96, and they're like, oh, okay, we'll see about that. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And then seeing it happen then and there, it was like, oh, we're finally getting there. And then now it's just trying to continue that and be able to just keep learning and seeing how I can progress to more and more.
What was Skylar Hales, the basketball player, like?
He was a gritty grinder, I'd say. Our team, we didn't score very much, but we didn't let the other team score either. We're a bunch of athletes on our team, not really basketball players, but we would have some lockdown defense, and that's how I was, pretty much just going out there, diving for loose balls, playing through contact, things like that. I'd say my basketball skills accelerated actually when I went to college, because I go and play pickup with some buddies all the time, and as I got stronger, got more bounce, I guess, and was dunking on kids and things like that. So, yeah.
When was the first time you dunked?
My junior year of high school. Actually, no, my sophomore year of high school. We're playing this game of knockout right before we're going to Christmas break, and there's a comebacker that came to me, and I just decided to go for it and got up there, and that was also a pretty exciting moment.
Well, Skylar, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Of course, thank you.
We've got more of the Cacique pregame show coming up next.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's get to the in-touch Grimmick Union starting lineups. First for the Midland Rockhounds, leading off the center fielder, Junior Perez. First baseman, Brennan Malone, bats second. Batting third, the right fielder, Henry Bolte. Shortstop, Eurybia Lanales, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Designated hitter, Carter Aldretti, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Caden Trangle. Second baseman, Drew Swift, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the catcher, Lyle Lynn. Leading off for the Frisco Rough Riders, the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. First baseman, Abimelech Ortiz, bats second. Batting third, the shortstop, Sebastian Walcott. Third baseman, Caber Rodriguez, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Josh Hatcher. Center fielder, Cam Colley, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Luis Mieses. Second baseman, Theo Hardy, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the catcher, Ian Mahler. For the Rockhounds, it'll be the right-hander, Chen Zhang-Ao Zhuang, who makes his ninth start for Midland this year, 3-3 with an ERA of 4.54. He'll go up against left-hander Mitch Bratt, who leads the Texas League with a 2.21 earned run average. He also has 47 strikeouts to just 6 walks, 3 quality starts to his name. When we come back, Zach Bingley, the voice of the Rough Riders, has the call of the first pitch on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field, Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right, we are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous sun-splash Sunday, it's the Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders for Game 5 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you up into the broadcast booth. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders have won three in a row, and boy, have they pitched the ball very well.
Well, they say one is the loneliest number, but one is the number of the ERA for the Rough Riders over the last three games. The only team with a lower mark, the High A Hub City Spartanburgers, the Rangers High A affiliate. It's been a great start for the Rough Riders as of late.
It has been fantastic. Kamar Rocker was good yesterday, but the Rough Riders might even have a better guy on the mound today in Mitch Bratt, who has been the best pitcher by ERA in the Texas League so far this season. Bratt, that 2.21 ERA, is the best in the league. Strikeout-to-walk ratio, also the best in the league. He has the highest strikeout rate, the lowest walk rate, and the Canadian will face this lineup today for the Midland Rockhounds. Leading it off, it's Junior Perez, who had five homers last week. He has 10 homers tied for the tops in the Texas League. And he is flanked by Brennan Malone, who had a three-homer game just 2 days ago. Henry Bolte, Arabio Angeles, Luke Mann. And then that bottom, Carter Andretti, Caden Trinkel, Drew Swift, and Lyle Lynn. This Rough Riders pitching staff, phenomenal. In the last three games, as Tyler mentioned, a 1 ERA. Relievers have allowed just one earned run over 13 and two-thirds innings. They turn to Mitch Bratt to try and keep that pitching going as he works with Ian Mahler. You see Cam Colley out in center field. The Rough Riders with their defensive alignment after Sebastian Walcott got the day off yesterday. He's back at shortstop. And Colley is manning center field, with the DH today being Josh Hatcher, who was in center yesterday. So the number 21 prospect in the organization, Mitch Bratt, takes them out. A 90-degree day with some pretty heavy winds, 18 miles an hour blowing out to left field, so the ball can't carry a little bit today. Riders winners of three in a row in first place, and we are underway on this Saturday night. 1 minute early, 7:04. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Sun shining up above. Not a cloud in the sky earlier, and some puffy clouds making their way across the horizon. Perez takes a strike. 2-for-17 series with 9 strikeouts for Junior Perez. Bratt works exclusively from the stretch. 2-1. Well, he mentioned very briefly, Bratt, first in strikeout rate, first in walk rate, first in strikeout to walk ratio, first in ERA, second in
walks plus hits per inning pitched, the whip statistic. He's left base runners aboard at a higher rate than anybody. He has been one of the best pitchers in AA this season, and probably the best with the most consistency in the Texas League this season. Seven starts in 36 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 47, which is tied for the most among Rangers farmhands. And he has Junior Perez 2-2 here. Just high of the zone. Missing with the cutter. Brad will be up to 95 miles an hour with the four-seam. The cutter, another good pitch for him. He'll also mix in a curveball, slider, and changeup as his five-pitch arsenal. Got him swinging. Mitch Brad strikes out the first man he sees. Drew Buffelli has balls and strikes behind the plate. Cass Cousins at first, our crew chief. Chad Patterson at third base today. There's a look at Cousins. Well, the strike zone's going to be extremely important today, Tyler, with Mitch Brad on the mound. He just misses a hair off the outside edge. He loves to paint the corners with that really good stuff, all five pitches.
He's pinpointing. Keep an eye on right-hand hitters because Mitch Brad has really worked extensively on that cutter slider. It's hard to get a barrel on a backdoor pitch.
Popped up right side. Hardy calls off Ortiz. Two away. Ortiz glared him down. Thinking that should have been his ball. Two outs here in the first inning. Ortiz over at first base today. Made a couple nice picks at the right side corner in yesterday's ball game. So now Henry Bolte, who's been one of the most valuable hitters in the Texas League this year. He's ahead 1-0. According to the weighted runs created stat, which essentially determines how valuable a player is at creating runs, whether it be driving them in or scoring them, he has the most in the Texas League. He pops this one up. Foul ground, Rodriguez coming in towards the dugout, and he makes the grab. 1-2-3 inning. Easy as that. 10 pitches for Mitch Brett. Bottom of the first next.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
A look at Chen Zhang-Yao Zhuang, the number 27 prospect in the A's organization, making his second career start against the Rough Riders. Zhuang has been a little bit up and down this season, but overall has pitched pretty well. He faces Aaron Zavala in this starting lineup for the Rough Riders, presented by InTouch Credit Union. Zavala, Ortiz, Walcott back in there after the day off. Rodriguez, Hatcher, and Colley, and then Miesi's Hardy and Mahler. Out to left field and shallow. Tranquil coming in. It's a leadoff base hit. Well, Aaron Zavala came in with a whopping 579 on base percentage in the first inning this year. And he just adds to that in a leadoff single.
Back-to-back games where he has led off the bottom of the first inning with a base knock. Serves one the other way in the left field. His OBP is over 470 against right-handers like Chen Zhongyao Zhuang. Great work setting the table here for a people like Ortiz, the team's top run producer.
Inside on Ortiz is 27 RBIs, or fifth in the Texas League this year, to your point, Tyler. Last year, Zhuang went five shutout innings against the Rough Riders. And a game in Midland, allowed just three hits, walked one, and struck out three. Ortiz bounces it foul. It's 1-1. Zhuang will come at you with a pretty good downward slider. His spin rate on his fastball is extremely high, so he gets a lot of carry on that fastball. Gets some swing and miss at the top of the zone. Riders will want to see the ball down today. Two and one.
He's got a great split finger as well.
One of those rare pitchers with both a split finger and a changeup.
And he'll slow it down to on the split. Hovering towards the low 80s.
Zavala draws a throw. He's 2-for-3 in steals this year. Zhuang coming off a start in which he went six innings, allowing just one run to San Antonio. Lifted into center field. Perez angling back a couple steps, and he puts it away. Ortiz flies out to center field, and that brings Walcott to the plate.
If there's a little bit more velo on that curveball for Zhuang, that's probably deposited at least off the wall there. 73 on the breaking pitch. Ortiz had his foot planted, got crossed up a bit, and still was able to zing it 349 feet to straightaway center. Just mistimed it.
Another curveball first pitch. Strike to Walcott. This Rough Riders offense has been not necessarily the booming offense we expected. Over the last few games, they've done just enough. The pitching staff holding Midland to one earned run a game certainly has helped them win the last three. But the Rough Riders offensively has scored just 2, 4, and 3 runs during this three-game winning streak. Walcott cracks it into left center field. This one has eyes for the alley. It's up and off the wall. Zavala is steaming around third. He crosses the plate, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. Sebastian Walcott, an RBI double, his 11th of the season to tie him for second in the Texas League, and Frisco draws first blood.
Goes fishing for the breaking stuff. It drives it into left center. Walcott, patient hitting. His last three hits have been two baggers. He's starting to really gain a knack for getting it into the gaps.
Well, a big hit for Sebastian Walcott after his day off yesterday. Rejuvenated. And now Caber Rodriguez. He takes it to the top of the zone with a slider for a strike. Rodriguez went 1-for-3 against Zhuang last year, one of the three Rough Riders hits against the right-hander, a native of Taipei in Taiwan. Chopped foul. Zhuang was 21 when he was signed, a little bit later than most international pitchers, pitching for the 23U World Team, Taiwanese team at the time. 6'1", 198 pounds. He's 24 years old now. Rodriguez the other way, just inside the bag. Walcott getting the wave around third. Bolte up and throwing. He hits the cutoff man. RBI single, Caber Rodriguez. It's 2-0.
This is why Caber Rodriguez has impressed so many. He puts the ball in play. His contact rate is over 100%, meaning about 80% of the balls he sees, he puts in play eventually in his at-bats. And he just inside outs one right in the middle of the inside third and puts it the other way past Malone. Another ribby for Keber Rodriguez. He's hit safely in 14 of 17 games this month.
Hatcher on the ground is second. Swift has got it on to second for one. Angeles to first. Not in time. So Rodriguez eliminated for the second out at second base, but Hatcher's aboard on the fielder's choice. Well, the Rough Riders, some hard hit contact against Wong. That was not one of them. The changeup nearly got a double play out of it. Cam Colley to the plate. 2-0 Riders in the first. Popped up. Angeles, inning over. But what an inning for the Riders. They score two runs on three hits. No errors, and they strand a runner as well. 2-0 Frisco to the top of the second.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Good first inning on both sides for the Riders. Mitch Bratt worked a 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout on 10 pitches. And the Riders put up a couple of runs. RBI double for Sebastian Walcott and an RBI single from Keber Rodriguez. Arabio Angeles takes a strike to begin the second inning. Mitch Bratt threw those 10 pitches, got the strikeout of Junior Perez, and then induced a couple of pop-ups. 0-2. Bratt is so good at getting ahead, and when he does, putting away hitters. He's ahead 0-2 here. Just misses low with the changeup. Changeup is a pitch that has really gotten a lot better this year to last year. And he's improved not telegraphing that pitch as much out of his hand. It becomes a lot harder for opponents to pick it up. Just high. Missing that time with the curveball. 2-2. When he's ahead on hitters, opponents are just hitting 169 against him. 333 when he's behind, as he is here now on a three-ball, two-strike count. Brad in the month of May, a 169 ERA and three starts. Outside corner, strike three called. The slider from Brad. Second strikeout.
That's become such a crucial pitch against righties. And on 3-2 as well, the confidence to throw that pitch and land it for a strike while not making it a mistake. Such a tough thing to do, but Brett does that so well.
Luke Mann takes his turn. Well, you hinted at it earlier, Tyler. Brett, as a left-hander, has actually been better against righties on the batting average side than lefties this season, but what he's done to lefties is limit their slug, and he's made it hard for them to do damage against him, but good against both sides. One and one on Mann, who's 3-for-12 in the series. He flips it foul, it's 1-2. Brad, who came up halfway through the season last year with the Rough Riders and was not necessarily hit around a ton, but didn't have near the success that he's had this year here at this level. He had a 5.45 ERA in 7 appearances, 6 starts last year. 2-2. One of those starts was against Midland, in which he allowed 5 runs, 4 of them earned over 6 innings, though he did strike out 7 and not walk a batter. Just a completely different pitcher at this juncture than last year. Just outside, barely missing with the fastball. And remember, he's not even going to turn 22 until July 3rd. He's still 21 years old. There's a lot of excitement surrounding Brad. Up the middle on the ground. Ball caught behind the bat. There's two away.
When you think about it, everywhere Mitch Brad has gone, he's been one of the youngest arms, but now he comes in with a full year and his second year of minor league experience at the AA level. At that time, just induces that comebacker up the middle, but lets his defense do the work. Now, he does lead the Texas League in strikeout percentage, but he's taken weak contact as well.
Kept that pitch count down, pitches very efficiently. Carter Aldretti, a 1-for-7 in this series. Brad has gone 5 up, 5 down to start. 0-2. This is third swing and miss he's induced. That time on the high fastball. Down the third baseline, Rodriguez smothers it, slings it on to first, in time! Oh, brother! Kaber Rodriguez, spectacular at the hot corner. Mitch Brad, 6 up, 6 down. Take another look. Enjoy it. Defensive brilliance from Rodriguez. Wow. Bottom second next.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
This is Trey Schubach, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Great job by Janelle as our junior PA. Chenjung Aozhuang back to the hill in the second inning. Rough Riders leading it 2-0. Luis Meeses takes outside. A couple runs for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. Sebastian Walcott and Caber Rodriguez with an RBI, and then Caber with a defensive gem at third base. 2-0. Meeses 1-for-2 against Zhuang in their meeting last year. He's 3-for-11 in the series this week. Right down the heart of the plate. Fastball from Zhuang. Mentioned a member of the Chinese Taipei team in the U23. Fouled away behind home. Well, he was also a member of the World Baseball Classic qualifying team. Macy's calls for time. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders in this second inning. This is a big part of the order for the Riders. They have been contributors over the last few games. Inside, missing with the splitter. Anytime the Rough Riders can get production out of the bottom of the order, it really helps, especially when they get on base and are able to score runs ahead of the top of the order. Yacy's back up the middle, skimming along the dirt. Angeles on to first for the out. Routine play for Angeles, and now it's Neil Hardy. Back-to-back games, Rough Riders' bottom third of the order has combined for 4 runs out of the 7 that the Rough Riders have scored. Hardy fouls it back, and Hardy has been a good surprise so far. He's 3-for-12 in this series, and he's knocked in 3 runs, Tyler.
I think his first at-bat was an omen for things to come. He came in that extra inning victory for the Rough Riders. And on the first pitch he saw at the AA level this year, he lined it into right. And he's so good defensively, too. Very slick to field this position. He's able to vacuum things in pretty quickly. Savvy there at second base. It looks fluid and natural.
Trying to lay one down.
And it's plays like that that show you not just the knee-high socks or deciding not to wear batting gloves, but he's a ball player.
See some Taiwanese love for Zhuang in the stands today.
That's really cool. That's We've been talking about it all week about how baseball's grown globally. Well, there's your example right there.
Still 2-2 to Hardy. Kind of forced into action here at the AA level with Freeger Chavez going up to AAA. Big news coming out of Rangers camp as well. Jock Peterson with a fracture in his right hand after today's game. 10-5 loss to the Chicago White Sox. So that's sure to send shockwaves throughout the organization as well at the minor league level. More than likely, Dustin Harris to go up and fill that left-handed bat role. We'll just have to see. Hardy flips it foul.
Jonathan Ornelas, who was just designated for assignment not too long ago, officially traded
to Atlanta.
There's the unfortunate result up in Chicago. Sky high left side. Man might have room. He does. And there's the second out. Two away in the second inning for nine-hole hitting Ian Muller.
Right now, Zhuang's doing similar to what Kyle Robinson did yesterday. Robinson, though, did a little bit more. Robinson, en route to a quality start, he allowed a leadoff single to Aaron Zavala.
Off the end of the bat. And there's the inning. Malone takes care of him. 1-2-3 frame for Zhuang. A good bounce back inning. We go to the top of the third next. 2-0 Frisco. Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Aymele Cortiz y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Facebook.
Riders on top of the Rockhounds, 3-0, 2-0. They have a 1.5 game lead on the Rockhounds at 25-17. This is an important series for both these clubs. Mitch Brad, who has retired six straight, pumps one past Caden Trankel. Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Try to get the score right for you. That's kind of important. High fastball ties up Trankel. Well, Mitch Brad got a strikeout to lead off the second, then a ground out, and Caber Rodriguez made an inning-ending diving play at third. Rodriguez makes it look so slick in the hot corner. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Gives Trankel the chance.
That's nasty. That's the slider. Left on left, that's such a tough pitch with the angle that Mitch Brad comes at you. Almost looks like he's throwing behind you. Already three strikeouts, seven batters into the game.
Just two lefties in the lineup today for the Rockhounds. They are 0-1 against lefty starters this week. Cole Drake turned in a strong outing on Wednesday. Rough Riders got back-to-back one-run victories Wednesday and Thursday, then last night, winning 3-0, anchored by the pitching staff's third shutout of the year. Drew Swift cuts and misses. It's 1-1. He played at third yesterday, has played multiple games at short this week as well. One and two. Jack, you look at non-series openers, the Rough Riders are 23-11.
It really is incredible how poorly they played in series openers and how well they played the rest of the series. The series opener has not even been close to a tone setter all season.
2-5 in those scenarios. Swift the speedster, 10 steals for the former Arizona State Sun Devil. The key for him, though, getting on base. Takes one low, 2-2. He's reached base in 14 of his last 16 starts, though. Brad fires. Up and in. Over the last three games, Midland hitters are batting just 129 against the Rough Riders. 33 strikeouts, 10 walks. Still 3-2. In fact, still going right now, four of the last nine Midland hits and then off the bat of Brandon Malone and for extra bases. Chopper to third, Rodriguez snares it, fires to first. Ortiz fishes it out, but it's not in time. Rodriguez was a step away from his second sparkling play in as many innings.
Oh, what an effort. And he gives you a smile. I mean, this would have been spectacular. He's in foul ground when he gets rid of this ball, and Swift runs really well. Just late.
First hit by the Rockhounds today. First base runner allowed by Brat through eight batters faced. And a type of violation on the batter, Lyle Lynn. Taiwanese battery of Lin and Chen Zhongao Zhuang. Rifled down the right field line, but it slices foul. Lyle Lin was born in Taiwan. Ventured over, he played at J. Sarah Catholic High School in San Juan Capistrano, California. Drafted multiple times. First, the Mariners took him out of high school in 2016. And Arizona in the 29th round 2 years later. But that wasn't it. After the Astros took him and he elected to play another year at Arizona State, the Diamondbacks took him in the 14th round. He played three seasons in the Diamondbacks' org. One away from the D-backs in 2023. Played with High A Vancouver in the Toronto Blue Jays organization and made his way back to Arizona, playing with Double A Amarillo in the D-backs org. He played four games with the Sod Poodles in 2022. Played 14 with the Shotties last year. Limited to 20 games. Still 1-2. Rat riding three strikeouts, just one base runner allowed. Brad checks on Drew Swift. So now it will be Brett against Lynn. He'll have to go after Lynn. Already disengaging twice on Swift. Swift has 10 steals, Zach. So you have to think with the disengagement rules that he might try to get a little aggressive here because Brandt has to pick him off if he makes his move towards first, otherwise it's a ball.
And the question now becomes, will Brandt try to slide step?
He goes straight up, and Lynn fouls it back.
Because as you mentioned, first movement, what he can do, though, is if he picks the leg up and he sees Swift take off, he can pick over because then he can try to get him out. Ian Mahler threw out a base runner at third yesterday. Is Angeles.
Yanked into left. Base knock for Lyle Lynn. Zavala cuts it off. He holds Swift at second. And the go-ahead run coming to the plate.
Well, that's a really good plate appearance for Lyle Lynn. And really, the first hard-hit ball against Mitch Brandt today. And it came on a curveball that was down and in. Just kind of hooked it down the left field line. It's only his sixth hit in 45 at-bats this year. He's really struggled.
Entered at a 114 clip. So now back to the top of the order for Junior Perez. He struck out on a cutter from Brad at the top of the first to lead off the game. Midland last night 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. And Perez is a guy who certainly is due for a hit. He came into this week a candidate potentially for Texas League Player of the Week. 5 home runs, 2 in the winter on Sunday. Not bad momentum to come into this week. Check swing, tapper to short. Walcott with a glove flip to Harvey. His toss to first. Off of Ortiz. He throws home. Swift slides. He's out. Oh, one of the more unconventional double plays you'll see. But it keeps it a 2-0 Riders lead. Ball got to Hardy, to Ortiz, to Butler. Swift cut down at home.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Abimelech Ortiz on deck. Aaron Zavala at the plate. A half inning ago, Ortiz was part of a 6-4-3-2 double play to keep it a 2-0 Frisco lead. And the ball misses to Zavala. If you love zany baseball, you know we do. That might take the cake.
That was great. I mean, it was a phenomenal play by Walcott at shortstop.
Sky, shallow right center. True Swift, who was tagged out at the plate, was called off by Aribial Angeles. And there's one down.
It all starts with that flip from Walcott. really strong play, and then the presence of mind for Ortiz, even when he doesn't pick that ball, to still pick it up and make a strong throw to the plate on a bang-bang play. Really strong play all the way around.
And here is the aforementioned Ortiz, who lifts it into the sun in right center. Henry Bolte fighting the shadows, flags it down, two away. What did you make of the read there by Swift to try and come home to cut the lead to 2-1?
I don't mind an aggressive play like that. Usually you kind of figure a ground ball like that's going to be a double play, so being aggressive and turning around. Because usually if that ball doesn't get picked, the fielder, in this case Ortiz, usually not going to have an ability to get that ball to home. So really just a fortuitous quote-unquote bounce off his glove where it's right below him. Worked out in the Rough Riders' favor, but that's an aggressive kind of play for Swift, and you're trying to figure out how to score more runs as an offense. It's been a struggle. Why not?
Sebastian Wolcott takes a strike from Cheng Zhang Ao Zhuang, the Taiwanese righty who has hunkered down here, retiring his last six batters faced after five of the first six have reached. That was in a two-run Riders first. Sebastian Wolcott drove home Aaron Zavala on his 11th double of the season, his first time up. He sends the bat flying the third base way. Ground ball goes to second, and True Swift puts him out. 2-0 Frisco, but Zhang Ao Zhuang with another 1-2-3 inning of work.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Frisco 2, Midland nothing alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg, happy to be with you as the Rough Riders seek their fourth straight win. And with a victory today, can jump to a 2.5-game lead over the Rockhounds heading into tomorrow. It would also mark the first 6-game series win by the Rough Riders over Midland since 2022. They have two series wins since then against Midland, but both of those have been in 5-game sets, as at least one of those games had been postponed due to weather. You got to go back to April of 2022 in Midland. Brennan Malone stays alive, 0-2 on the former Oregon Duck. You've gotten to see plenty of Riders baseball since that span. Midland's been a team that has given them some fits.
Certainly, they've had one winning season 2021 since 2015. I mean, that's been pretty incredible. There have been a lot of talented players who have come through the A's system over the years. And it's usually been pretty hotly contested, not only on the field, but seemingly there have been some hot tempers between these two clubs as well over the years. Always something to watch out for.
When you've been two of the top consistent clubs in the league, tempers are going to flare. Mitch Brett ready with the 2-2. He has struck out the first batter he has faced in each of his first three innings this evening. He now has 18 strikeouts against leadoff batters to start off an inning this year. Malone popped out his first time up. Curveball laced to the left. Base knock for Malone. Zavala trots near the line and halts Malone to a long single. On this day in baseball history, it was an historic one indeed because the first night game was played. Very fitting shot there of the lights here at Riders Field, because if it's not for what happened at Crosley Field, who knows if we're playing this game in the evening time. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. But, Zach, that's the first night game in Major League history, but they've been played earlier before that. Theo Hardy snares a ground ball on a knee from Henry Bolte, and his only play is to Sebastian Walcott at second.
Well, this is a hard ground ball, 101 off the bat. So Hardy able to field it, but because he had to field it below his knees and kind of stumbled, couldn't turn the double play. Smart play by Walcott to eat it. Bolte runs very well.
He has stolen 16 of 17 bases. Slide step, fastball, and it's bounced foul by Ari Villanueva.
But the night games, I mean, pretty incredible. I mean, it had to happen at some point, but 1935, it almost feels a little late. When you think about the Cubs, who didn't play their first night game till the 2010s at Wrigley Field.
Day games have been played so long at Wrigley Field, Bill Murray got to welcome the fans in for the first night game at Wrigley Field. Swatted in the left center, Adelais is aboard, Bolte races for third, and there are Rockhounds on the corners with one out.
That time a changeup right in the middle of the plate. Maybe one of the biggest mistakes so far for Mitch Brett in his start today. So that changeup just right in the center of the plate. Angeles hit hard, 106 miles an hour on the exit velocity. Solid single into center. Had to escape in the last inning. A little bit of damage on the unconventional double play. And man, he is a double play candidate.
Fly ball to left. Zavala charges, makes the grab. Even with Bolte speed, Zavala holds him. Two down.
Well, it was almost a little bit scary as Zavala double clutched. But Bolte bluffed and stayed, and that's a big second out.
Mitch Brett, fourth in the Texas League in fly ball rate, and inducing weak fly balls as well. Lefties, to what Zach was saying earlier, are slugging only 333 against it. So the extra bases are incredibly scarce against left-hand hitters, despite righties like Carter Aldretti having less success by batting average standards.
Four of the five home runs he's allowed have come by right-handed hitters.
Aldretti has two bombs this year, including a walk-off home run a month ago. Originally a draft choice by the San Francisco Giants in 2019, after the Boston Red Sox selected him out of high school. At the time, his uncle, Mike Aldretti, was coaching for the Red Sox. He was a late 39th rounder. 0-2. Swing and a miss. tied up ball, Trenny with a curveball. And Mitch Bratt keeps the shutout alive. He's got four strikeouts, so the Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Another picture-perfect night for baseball, and it's been as close to pitch-perfect for this guy. Caber Rodriguez, an RBI single, his first time up to give the Riders a 1-0 lead, a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. A diving play to end the second inning. Almost made another diving play in the third. Chen Zhongyao Zhuang tried that curveball downstairs. Rodriguez fouls it off. It's an all-Taiwanese battery. The pitcher, Chen Zhongyao Zhuang, and Lyle Lin. The Athletics have a lot of ties to Taiwan. Part of the reason why is their new minor league pitching rehab coordinator, John Foster. Do you remember the name John Foster, former big leaguer?
Can't say I do.
1-2 is flared down the right field line. And Brandon Malone makes the running catch on the warning track. We'll be there on the double at Riders Field tomorrow for Paw Patrol Night, featuring character appearances from Chase and Sky, then post-game fireworks. Well, everything is sold out to see Chase and Sky, including a pregame Lazy River Party, a VIP meet and greet that you could have secured with a ticket add-on. But nonetheless, we want to see you here at the ballpark. It's going to be a barking good time. Josh Hatcher goes around on the breaking stuff from Chen Zhongyao Zhuang. But John Foster, who played parts of three seasons in the big leagues, mainly with Atlanta, came from a successful tenure in Taiwan. He's 46 years of age. He said, "Taiwan changed my life," in a story by Focus Taiwan. And he got to see guys like Chen Zhongyao Zhuang, catcher Lyle Lin, while in Taiwan. Foster was there at the Taiwanese baseball circuit from 2017 to 2024. Wei and Lin is another guy to keep an eye out for. A left-hander for the Athletics org. Brushes back catcher 2-2. Him and Chen Zhong are two guys from Taiwan that can certainly make an impact in this A system. Split finger, and Patrick does not give in. Do you know the winningest Taiwanese pitcher in Major League Baseball? Breaking ball, tap to first. Malone snares it, two away.
I do not.
Chin Ming Wong.
Okay.
The most games played, hits, homers, and runs by a Taiwanese major leaguer. Do you know who claims those?
You're going to have to tell me that one, too.
This was a little bit tougher. Yu Chang.
Okay, I remember him.
Yu Chang hit a home run in Taiwan at the World Baseball Classic. And I believe if science has it, because of the decibels that were produced in that baseball-proud nation, fans were susceptible to hearing loss because of how deafening the sound of the noise it was when Yu Chang left the yard. Cam Cully tees off way back to left and goodbye! Fourth homer of the year for Cully, and it was a no-doubter.
107 off the bat, 423 feet for Cully. Yeah, you called it, partner. A no-doubter. He knew it right off the bat. That thing was demolished.
Eighth extra base hit over the last 15 games for the number 18 Rangers prospect. That is a great sign to see. Split finger dances in for strike one to Luis Meneses. Just the third home run issued this year by Chen Zhongyao Zhuang. Sky in foul territory on the third base side. Luke Mann traverses over, and it's into the crowd. Nice crowd on hand today.
Oh, definitely. But that's what happens when you get ahead. 2-0 pitch. If you're Cam Cully, got a fastball on the inner edge. It makes you so much more predictable as a pitcher. As a hitter, because of the advanced scouting they do, they know what pitches you use to get back in the count when you fall behind. And he let it rip.
Towering fly to right. Volte sprints in. And the side is retired. But Cully's fourth blast of the year, a solo shot, gives the Riders a 3-0 lead. On our way to the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Hound is up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound. With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Everything looking good for the Riders right now. They're pitching well. Cam Colley just hit a homer to add on to their lead. Frisco looking to win their fourth game in a row against Midland and extend that first place lead. Great crowd on hand here on a Saturday night in Frisco. Mitch Bratt has escaped some trouble in each of the last two innings, stranding a combined three. He faces the bottom third of the order. Caden Trenkel takes inside. If you go back to Thursday night, the Riders have now pitched 14 consecutive shutout innings. Their third shutout win of the season yesterday. 1-1. Frisco has certainly pitched very well, and the Corpus Christi series led to some very inflated numbers. They gave up 20 runs last Tuesday. But overall, despite some really poor pitching days, they have pitched better lately. Flared out into right. Oh, just over Hardy. Good effort. And Trenkel aboard with a broken bat single to start the fifth. Time now for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. Reed Garrett, a former Rough Rider who's with Frisco for 3 years. Now in the Mets bullpen, boy, has he been good this season. A sub-1 ERA. 21 strikeouts in his many innings. Swift fouls it back in a Mahler's glove. Reed Garrett, great story of perseverance. Made his big league debut in 2019 with Detroit. Pitched two seasons in Japan. Made it back to the big leagues with Washington. And then Baltimore in 2023 was traded over to the Mets. And now in his third season, his second full season in New York. Last year, a 3.77 ERA. And this season, one of the best relievers in baseball. Oh, and two still on Swift, who had an infield single in the third. There's the third baseman, Caber Rodriguez. Still no balls and two strikes. What Brad has done really well this season is pitch efficiently. He's about to throw his 70th offering with nobody out in the fifth. It has not been nearly the efficiency that we've seen from him as of late. Curveball golfed into left field. Another single for Swift, and it's back-to-back singles to start off the fifth inning. That's now three consecutive innings that Bratt has allowed six or two hits in the inning, six combined hits, but, Tyler, they've all been singles.
So Bratt limiting the damage nonetheless. You know, that's a credit to Drew Swift to go down and fish it out and serve it into left. That's not a bad miss by any means for Mitch Bratt on that curveball, the pitch that he has added as of recent. So that's a tough thing to ask for. He made the pitch, right spot, but Swift took advantage.
Well, Lynn fights it off, foul down the right side. Lynn singled into left field in the third. Just his sixth hit of the season in 45 at-bats. Midland's actually out-hitting the Rough Riders 6-4, despite Frisco leading 3-0. On the ground is short. Wall caught up with it. Hardy to first, double play. Trenkel down to third.
Mitch Bratt so savvy. What does she do to try and get one step closer to exiting this inning scoreless? Goes to the ground there. Off speed away, a little bit lower in the zone. Keeps it down on the changeup. Lynn grounds out.
First pitch high to Junior Perez. That changes the complexion of this inning. trying to keep the shutout intact. Top of the order, third time through. Perez 0 for 2 with a strikeout and bounced into a fielder's choice. 0-1 and 1 now. There is action in the Frisco bullpen. It's Gavin Collier who is loosening. Bratt trying to finish out this fifth. One and two. Brent has not gotten a ton of run support this season with the Rough Riders. In fact, despite Brent having the best ERA in the Texas League coming into this start, Frisco is just 3-4 in his seven games started. Riders are just scoring a little bit over four runs a game when Brent starts. Just a bit high. So hoping for a little more offense, but hey, when you're putting up a zero, any offense works. That's what Brad has done so far. 2-2. Bouncer to third. Rodriguez gives ground. Time to show off the arm. Ortiz picked it out. Haber's been phenomenal at the hot corner today. Five shutout innings for Mitch Brad. We go to the bottom of the fifth after this. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Luis Mieses y está escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders.
InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Well, the Rough Riders leading 3-0. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Hardy goes around, 1-1. Hardy popped out to third in the second. Chen Zhongyao Zhuang allowed a couple runs in the first inning on an RBI double from Sebastian Walcott. Gabriel Rodriguez an RBI single, and then Cam Colley a solo homer in the fourth. Back up this way, just off to our left. Hardy waited back on it and serves it into left center. Got a splitter in the middle of the zone. And he singles to lead off the fifth.
This is why Theo Hardy might be more dangerous than you might think, because he just drags counts. That was the sixth pitch of the at-bat, and then he fights it off into left center field. He's so pesky for an opposing pitcher because he's just going to keep on discarding foul balls. That's so huge out of the eight spot because it wears out the pitcher as the offense is working its way towards the top of the scorecard.
Mahler takes up and in. 2-0. Mahler grounded out to first in the second inning. Outside corner is struck. 2-1. Talked about how Frisco has been phenomenal on the pitching side. Well, Midland has also been a very good pitching team. In fact, they are the best team in overall ERA this season in the Texas League. Hardy's back in. Their relievers have the best ERA in the league, but their starting pitching has been the most interesting out of all their groups, simply because of how many innings they've thrown. Hardy takes off. Mahler pops it up. Right side. Hardy has to retreat back to first. Malone into fair territory makes the grab. One away for the top of the order in Aaron Zavala. Tyler told you how many innings that they've thrown, a lot of them, but they're averaging 5 1/3 innings pitched per start this year, which is the most in minor league baseball. Their starters are throwing more per game than any team in the minors. And that's an organizational philosophy. Most teams will not allow their starters to go further than 60 pitches first time through the rotation. Then that kind of continues to progress. Well, the A's have just cut their starters loose. And they pitched very well in addition to throwing a lot of innings. Outside, 1-1. So allowing their guys to throw more. And because of that, they haven't had to rely very much on their bullpen. And thus, they've had the best bullpen ERA in the league. That has to have some sort of correlation. 2-1 to Zavala.
It also shows, I think, the organizational philosophy is a really great point you bring up, Zach, because it allows pitchers to feel comfortable whatever level they go. Because you look at Kyle Robinson last night. It was his first start at the AA level. That was his 17th minor league start, period. But he still turned in a quality start. He was used to going that length because he had pitched three quality starts all in a three-start span with High A Lansing.
Zavala sends it foul, and it's 2-2. That's the whole idea of if you get called up to the big leagues as a reliever, you've been a closer your whole time in the minors, and you get asked to throw the sixth inning. You haven't thrown the sixth inning before. Does it change your mindset? So your ability not only physically but mentally to go out there and continue to throw more innings, more pitches, very important. Zavala down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Zhuang. Two down, and Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn.
Fastball right at the top of the zone. Generated some good spin to it and got Zavala to foul tip it because it had a little bit of that run, that carry and movement to it. He's able to get Zavala down into the mid of the catcher, Lyle Lynn.
Ortiz fished at a changeup. Abby 0 for 2 today with a couple of flyouts. Ortiz, though he's just 2 for 14 in this series, He's riding a 13-game on-base streak. Hitting 360. An incredible month of May for him. 10th in the Texas League in batting average. 7th in OPS. 2nd in RBIs with 17 this month. Just trailing Jack Caglione, who's up in AAA now. Curveball for a strike, 1-2. Outside, already taken off for second, and he's out. Now the inning ends. Ryder is turned away. We go to the top of the sixth inning, still 3-0 Frisco.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empowered your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Ching!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
HEB called the bullpen. Ryan Lobis takes over. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen as well. 3-0 Riders. Mitch Brad done after his five innings. Lobis pitching for the first time in 7 days. Expected probably to be in long relief, though Rough Riders only had one reliever throw yesterday. Travis McGregor threw 2/3 of an inning. Brendan Malone takes outside. Well, Mitch Brett was classic Mitch Brett. 5 innings of shutout baseball. He surrendered 6 hits, did not walk a batter, struck out 4. More good stuff from one of the best in the league, Tyler.
Mitchapalooza at Riders Field. Never seems to fail.
Brad Summer. Bradder Day.
Beat me to it.
All right, that's it.
But jokes aside, I mean, his ability to leave runners on the base pass, it's very rare that he puts runners on, but when he does, only 10% of the time do they score.
Three and one on Malone. It has been fantastic. The ERA is now down to 1.94 for Mitch Brandt this year. Still just 21 years old. So now our attention turns to Ryan Lobis, who has been good in spot start roles and long relief and short relief. The 24-year-old out of Mercer, making his 15th appearance this year. Off the fist. Flared down the right side and foul.
That sweeper's the key. It's such a versatile pitch. He could throw it to get a headed count. He could throw it in 3-2 counts like this. He could throw it for strike 3. The key is, can he land it, locate it, not miss way out, or hang it? But when he's got great feel for it, boy, he's a tough pitcher to face.
Outside for ball four. A leadoff walk to Brennan Malone and Tyler. For Ryan Lopez this year, that's been the biggest difference are the walks. A season ago, a walk rate of just 5.9%. Phenomenal. Well, this year, it's 14%. A massive jump in the walk rate. The strikeout rate is down as well. Free passes have really hurt Ryan Lopez this year. Led to an over 5.5 ERA as opposed to an under 3 ERA last year. I mentioned that sweeper is the key. There it is right there. He can get that sweeper off the outside corner and get swings and misses. Amazing. One and two on both teams, 0 for 2 today, with a pop out and a ground into a fielder's choice. Bolte, a dangerous guy you want to keep off the base paths. He homered in the opener. Opposite field shot off of Nick Krauth. Riders have held him in check since, though. He doesn't have a hit since that first game in which he had 3. Two balls and two strikes. This middle of the order that was so formidable coming into this series. Remember, coming into this set, Midland had won a whopping 10 of their last 12 games. And this middle of the order was swinging the bat very well. Really the whole top of the order. Still 2-2. And outside of that first game in which the Riders allowed 12 runs, they've completely shut them down in the last 3 games. Phenomenal job by the bullpen and the starters. Rough Riders' bullpen has allowed just 1 earned run over 13 and two-thirds innings in their last 3 games. Lopez has already thrown 13 pitches. Quick throw, quick tag, not in time. Threw 7 pitches to Malone, and this will be the 7th to Bolte. Trying to tie him up. 3-2.
It's a good pitch there, though. Fastball with a lot of run trailing inside of Bolte. He almost came around there. Straight 3-2 count, though, faced by Lopez.
Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to second, and he got him, double play. Tried to swim around the tag, but Hardy stuck with it.
That is the 3rd double play turn, if you count the strikeabout throw out there. And the Rough Riders in every which way. 6-4-3-2 in the 3rd to cut down what would be the first run for Midland. 6-4-3, twin killing in the 5th, and then the strike him out, throw him out there.
Shot into right center. Colley over to cut it off. Eurabio Angeles with a base hit. 2-out single for the shortstop. It seems like everything the Riders are doing defensively has been going their way. Really over the last 4 games, but especially tonight.
Multi-hit game for Adelaide. 6-for-17 in this series. Fastball, top hitter half.
Breaking ball is somewhere. Looked like a pretty good pitch. going to get the call from Drew Buffelli, our home plate umpire. There it is, 1-1. Riders being out, hit 7-5 in this game by Midland. Hot on the ground, right side and into right field. Man singles. Eight hits for Midland. All of them have been singles tonight.
And after they had manufactured just seven hits over the last two games, they were held to a season low three on Thursday, four last night. Great piece of hitting there by Luke Mann. Most of his hits are homers, but that time he settles for a hard hit single.
On one on Aldretti. Oh for 2 today. Ground out and a strikeout. Off the fist. Short center field. Tough play. And Colley takes charge. Hitting over. Obis works out of it. We go to the bottom of the sixth after this.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company you see in DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Lee Malek-Ortiz fouls away the first pitch. It's 0-1. He was at the plate in the fifth inning when Theo Hardy was caught stealing to end the Riders' threat. Chen Zhang-Aozhuang, not surprising, back out for his sixth inning of work. 0-2. In his last start, went six innings. He's had two quality starts this year, and if he finishes this inning without allowing a run, it would be another quality start for him. Grand foul. Ortiz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week. Has not hit the ball as hard today as he has in days past. It's straightened up. He's been very good against right-handed pitching this season. Facing a right-hander here in Zhuang. Goes down swinging. Curveball from Zhuang. Second strikeout for him. One away in the sixth inning for Walcott.
Well, that's just 76 pitches through five and a third for Zhuang. But it makes sense because that's just his second strikeout. He's been pitching to contact, albeit allowing three runs on five hits.
Walcott takes a strike. Walcott hammered a double into left center. Score a run for the Rough Riders in the first. Nassau Bahamas native with 11 doubles now. He had 54 extra base hits last year, including 9 triples. He has yet to triple this season, but now 16 extra base hits through 40 games. Powered out to deep left field on a line. Goodbye! Oh, was that thing hit hard? 105 off the bat. A thunderous line drive home run for Sebastian Walcott. His sixth of the season. It's 4-0 Riders.
Ozwong hung the off-speed. Walcott made it pay. This one drilled on a rope into left. Walcott with his second extra base hit. His last four knocks have been for extra bases.
Six long balls now for Walcott, tying him for the team high. Oh, was that thing absolutely pulverized. Curveball dances onto the inside corner at 72 miles an hour for a strike. Boy, that thing just floated in. Well, Walcott and Colley have homered tonight. Just got a piece, fouled it back. Talk about two completely different home runs as well. Colley, a long, majestic, soaring fly ball for a homer. Walcott, a laser beam, rocket of a home run.
And right when Zhuang was in a bit of a rhythm as well.
In the center field, Perez under it. There are two away.
There are so many different verbs that come to mind when it comes to describing the contact off the bat of Sebastian Walcott. Muscle, definitely one of them. Drilled on a line. I mean, that swing creates so much momentum, and the sound of the bat is unique.
Off the end of the bat, Swift gives ground and throws out Hatcher inning over. But Sebastian Walcott, his fourth home run of this season. Riders lead 4-0 into the seventh.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco leads Midland 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. It's a Benjamin Franklin call to the bullpen for Avery Weems. This is his first appearance back off the injured list. This is his fourth appearance altogether. He has a save, one of 10 Riders to do so. He has struck out five across three innings. The key, though, for Weems, the 27-year-old southpaw, is to stay healthy. And when he's healthy, he's got great stuff. His first assignment is Keenan Trankel. Singled his first time up. And on the first pitch he sees, he smashes it to Hardy, who throws him out from second. One pitch, one out for Avery Weems. A great sight to see. Well, it's time for our Colin College trivia question. Zach, can you name the top five major league players in hits after turning 40?
That's a good one. Okay. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is not on the list.
He walked too much.
They figured out how to pitch him after four decades.
Julio Franco.
He is number four.
This might be a bad guess. Nelson Cruz?
That's not a bad guess. He's in the top 10, but he's not in the top five. Drew Swift bounces it over Weems. Hardy backs him up, scoops, shovels, and retires Swift. Well, an efficient two batters faced and two outs recorded by Avery Weems.
Jim Thome?
Thome not on the list. He is, though, one of four major leaguers to homer on his 40th birthday.
Okay. Pete Rose?
Pete Rose not on the list. Lyle Lynn takes a fastball to the backstop. Lynn one for two today. Hit into a double play. Takes a strike from Avery Weems. Been on the injured list twice this year.
Wade Boggs.
Not Wade Boggs. The other four are Hall of Famers.
Okay.
One right. Was the answer to our trivia question two nights ago.
Pudge?
Well, not the Pudge you're thinking of. The other Pudge.
Fisk.
He's number one.
Yeah, you don't know which Pudge I'm thinking of. Oh, I definitely was thinking of Art. The Rangers Pudge.
Have you ever said Pudge Fisk?
No. No, I have not.
No, neither have I. 2-2 on Lyle Lynn. Weems unfurls. Just missed.
Henry Aaron.
That's an intriguing guess. He is not on the top five, though. So you have Carlton Fisk, 473, number one. Julio Franco, fourth, 409.
Ricky Henderson?
Ricky Henderson, 377 base knocks. He's at number five. A lot of at-bats past age 40. The 3-2. Fly ball struck to left center. Aaron Zavala makes the snag. Avery Weems with a 1-2-3-7. Stretch time in Frisco. 4-0 Rough Riders.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds, and it's the southpaw, Colton Johnson, by way of Kewaunee, Illinois, and Illinois State University, former 16th rounder in 2021 by the Athletics, comes on to make his 14th appearance of the year. He's 0-1 with an ERA of just over 3, and struck out 11 while walking 10 across 11 and two-thirds innings. The big key for him is limit the walks. He'll face Cam Colley, who last time up drilled a solo home run, his fourth of the season. 423 feet for Cam Colley. A couple innings later, Sebastian Walcott with a 105-mile-per-hour laser of a homer in the left center. And Cam Colley picks up where he left off. He singles up the middle, leadoff base runner for the Riders.
Another hard hit ball, 104 off the bat.
Well, let's continue our Cullen College trivia question. Who are the top five major leaguers in hits after turning 40? So far, Zach, pretty good trajectory. He's got Ricky Henderson, number 5. He's got Julio Franco, number 4. Colley was traveling on the pitch. Luis Miesi sends it foul straight back. And Zach also has Carlton Pudge Fisk, number 1 with 473. So, you're missing number 2 and number 3.
Cal Ripken.
Good guess, but no. Everything's good guess. You're throwing breaking balls that are just maybe an inch off the plate, if even.
Willie Mays?
Fastball just missed out and away. Not Willie Mays.
Okay. What about Vlad Guerrero Sr.?
Hall of Famer, but no. Colley goes. Cute foul by the Aces. Poor Cam Colley. He just wants to steal a bat. Our good friend of the program, Vinny Colangelo, the home clubhouse manager, sees that, sees the dirt on his pants. By the way, Vinny, what an incredible clubhouse manager. Him and Joe Cable running the clubhouses here at Riders Field. They are really the gatekeepers of this ballpark, among the many others here at Riders Field.
2023 home clubhouse manager of the year, Vinny Colangelo.
Miesi's down on strikes. One of the best in the Texas League. Formerly with the Staten Island Yankees. Also, the Down East Wood Ducks.
All right, what about George Brett?
George Brett? No. It's a good guess, though. All right, you want some clues?
Sure.
One of the great college multi-sport stars.
Todd Helton?
Tennessee quarterback, but no. Big Ten. Theo Hardy batting for the right side. Down 0-2. All right, you want the end-all, be-all clue here? Only player to be drafted in the NBA, MLB, and NFL.
Padres.
Yankees. Tully goes. This time he takes second. Third time the charm. 13th steal for Cully. That is a team lead.
Dave Winter.
That is correct. He's number three, 417. So you just need number two. Played with one team.
Derek Jeter.
No. Three-letter nickname. That's a bad clue.
Three-letter nickname.
Grandson of the Bigs.
Oh, Yaz.
The one they call Yaz. We love him, Carl Yastrzemski. 2-2. Swung on a miss by Theo Hardy. Two down. So that wraps up our Colin Collins trivia question. Here's the final answers. Carlton Fisk, Carl Yastrzemski, Dave Winfield, Julio Franco, and Ricky Henderson. Juan Gonzalez only played till he was 35. Just a heads up. So he was not eligible for that trivia question.
So close.
Colley races for third. Nobody covers. Strike one on Ian Mahler. Colley takes third. Some more astute base running for the first year Rough Rider. Ian Mahler swings and rolls it to short. Anjales gobbles it up and guns out Mahler at first base. Side retired. Scoreless inning turned in by Colton Johnson. And we're on our way to the eighth of the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Galinas and Addison locations opening this spring. Visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Time for another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. is right-hand reliever Skylar Hales with Frisco on top of Midland 4-0. Trying to win four straight on this Saturday night. Alongside Zach Bailey, producer Ken Jones, and our entire broadcast crew with you, Tyler Danberg on hand. Glad you're with us. Skylar Hales making his 15th appearance. He's got two saves, a record of 1-2, and a 6.43 ERA. That ERA depreciated after pitching a save for the one-run victory for the Riders a few nights back. Hales, 6'4", 220 from Reno, Nevada. Fourth rounder in 2023 out of Santa Clara. Fastball, a curveball, slash death ball, a vertically moving offering. And then that slider. Two-0 to Junior Perez. Walloped off the catcher Mahler. Avery Weems, Zach, that is a great sign to see. He went an efficient 1-2-3 innings, the seventh. You know, Weems has been on and off the injured list. There's never been a day at home or on the road where he hasn't been there for his teammates, constantly putting in work for others and himself.
It's great to see him have that kind of success. He has been hampered by so many injuries in his career, and this season especially, on and off the injured list. So happy to see him be back out there and healthy and throw a strong inning.
Skylar Hales delivers and pumps one past Perez. Second strikeout today for Junior Perez. One down.
You can see the frustration after that previous pitch. It was a fastball right down the middle, and he missed it and chased a fastball high. Good job by Hales taking advantage.
One down for Brendan Malone. 1-for-3. Actually, 1-for-2, rather, with a walk and a single. He leads the team with 29 runs knocked in, 12 doubles, and 8 home runs. He is a power-hitting threat. 3 home runs 2 nights ago, but Midland fell in the loss. That's the first time a Texas League team has had a player hit 3 long balls, but yet to win the game. Since 2012, Chris McGinnis of Frisco did that in a 12-7 loss to Corpus Christi. Mitch Brett did provide length for the Riders' bullpen to work with, 5 innings of shutout baseball. Line drive to third, leaping snag by Rodriguez. What can he do at the hot corner?
He's had a great night. This one a more routine play, kind of just mistimed his jump. Still not too shabby. He has made some phenomenal plays at third base tonight.
He's made a diving play, another key play in the fifth to retire the side. And they're a leaping grab. 2 outs for Henry Bolte. Frisco sitting on 16 2/3 straight scoreless innings and beyond. Mahler wants it outside. Hales meets the target. Slider there at 87. For the former mechanical engineering major from Santa Clara. academics were important to him when he was looking at colleges. Both team stays alive. High school teammate go to Santa Clara before. That helped him draw interest to it. Met with the coaches and was hooked. 1-2 home. Swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder on the heater. Skyler Hales with a scoreless eighth inning. On our way to the bottom of the half. 4-0 Frisco. Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool-hauling, kid-carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Gregorio Petit gives the ball to Colin Palouse, who comes on to make his second appearance of the series and his 13th altogether with the Rockhounds. He's 1-1 with an ERA of just over 3. His 13th appearance across 14 and two-thirds innings, just 5 runs allowed and 17 strikeouts as Aaron Zavala fouls off the first pitch he sees. He pitched a scoreless seventh inning on May 21st. That was that Wednesday game in which the Riders got the victory. Their first of 3 straight, trying to make it 4. But listen, 26-year-old, ninth round pick by the Athletics in 2019 out of Wake Forest. Born in Baltimore. Went to Middletown High School in Delaware. Strike 2 on Z. 1-for-3 today. Single to start the bottom of the first inning. He leads the Texas League in on-base average with a .428 clip. He's reaching base in over 46% of his plate appearances this month of May. Almost nicked him at 95.
This has been a better offensive night. 2 solo homers certainly help. Frisco is still hoping for more. Rough Riders 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position tonight. They just haven't had as many base runners.
Walcott's driven in 2 of the 4 Riders' runs. An RBI double and a solo homer.
They stranded 1 in the first and 1 in that last inning, the 7th. And only stranded 2 base runners tonight. It's been the walks.
Topper to second. Swift throws, and it's in tied by a step. Good play by the fleet-footed Drew Swift to get Aaron Zavala.
Well, you see Swift at shortstop. This is a very nice play. Had to come a long way, and Zavala runs pretty well. Got rid of it quickly, beat him by half a step. Mentioned the walks. It's been the lack thereof. The Riders didn't walk at all for the first time all season last night, and they haven't walked again tonight. So they have the seven hits, just no walks.
Ortiz sprays it foul. Going into the series against Wichita on April 29th, the Rough Riders had drawn their most walks through that time frame in franchise history. Since then, they have drawn 67 walks, fourth fewest to Double-A, but they are hitting above a 230 team clip. Strike two on the back door, 1-2 on Ortiz. But they have done well in that span. These big extra base hits. But the key since April 29th, though, for Frisco as a team is pitch. .434 team average for an ERA since April 29th. And that's after the blip of a week last week against Corpus Christi. So the fact that they were entering today averaging under 4.5 earned runs allowed over the last three series tells you a lot about what they did against Wichita, what they did against San Antonio, and here against Midland. Ortiz hacks and misses, two down. Sebastian Walcott climbs in. He has powered the Riders in front, including a solo blast like this.
105 off the bat, 388 feet. That was a missile.
Six homers, 11 doubles for Walcott. Goes around. And he's still 19 years old. That's a big thing, too, providing power from the shortstop position. Among primary shortstops, his six homers is top 20 in minor league baseball. Pillars fires outside. But now with 17 extra base hits, he's now tied for third among Double-A shortstops in extra base hits. Coming off the off day, too, you said it earlier, a rejuvenated and refreshed Sebastian Walcott. He's been playing almost every single day. He's had three off days this year. Does a little shuffle there as well as he takes the ball outside. We've seen more of that.
Well, Soto shuffle action.
Swinging a high hopper on the grass at center, and Walcott is aboard with his third base hit of the day.
He's a triple shy of the cycle. No chance. Swift did the right thing. Put it in his pocket. That's great to see from Walcott. Not that it'd been a struggle offensively, but certainly has not been consistent enough at the plate in this month. Hitting just .222. That is his first three-hit game this season.
Good side for Walcott, who has stolen 8 of 10 base attempts this year. So here's Kaver Rodriguez. He is a guy that has impressed many around this Rough Riders ball club. In the air, right center. Perez on the move. Makes the grab. Getting over. Walcott notches his third hit of the ball game, but is left of the base paths. Frisco trying to win 4 straight when we return.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit HatCreekBurgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Magdaleno and our benchman Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen takes over. The Riders working on 18 consecutive scoreless innings by this pitching staff, looking for back-to-back shutouts for the first time since June 6th and 7th last year against Corpus Christi. Magdaleno to face Angeles, Mann, and Aldretti. Middle third of this order. Mags, 24 years old, making his 13th appearance, a 5.25 ERA. He becomes the fifth pitcher used by the Rough Riders bullpen tonight. Actually, the fourth, the fifth overall, including Bratt, the starter. This is outside to Angeles. The Rough Riders bullpen in the last 4 games now has allowed just 1 earned. Over 16 and two-thirds innings. Trying to win their 4th consecutive game. 95 of the fastball for a strike for Magdaleno. Mitch Brandt went 5 innings of shutout baseball in his start today. 2-1. Ryan Lobus, Avery Weems, and Skylar Hales all through scoreless innings, with Weems and Hales doing it 3 up, 3 down. Riders have sat down 7 collectively from the bullpen in a row. Chopper back up over the hill, tips off Magdaleno, and Hardy can't barehand it. Would have been a brilliant play. Instead, it's an infield single for Angeles. His 3rd single today. That's now 9 hits for this Midland offense. All of them have been singles. And this one in the infield just tipped it off his glove.
Leno almost vacuumed it in. Really had to scrape it to get it. who knows what that outcome looks like or how cleaner it would be had he not gotten his glove on it, but you can't question the effort of Brian Magdaleno there just trying to stretch out and get the first out of the frame.
0-1 to man. Man 1-for-3. All double plays have been the name of the game today for the Rough Riders. They've turned three of them. If you include the wacky one in the third. That was a 6-4-3-2 double play. It was dropped at first base by people like Ortiz. They actually assessed an error to it. And then he threw out Drew Swift trying to come home at the plate. 1-2 now on man. Tomorrow, the Riders and Rockhounds will finish out this series. It's a 6:05 first pitch. Trey Schupak will take the bump for the Riders. 3-1, a 2.93 ERA. Caught on and missed for strike three. Got him off the outside edge. One away.
That slider, so good when getting hitters to chase out of the zone. He's got a lot of deception to it, especially to lefties. Magdaleno's been tough to hit. The key has just been issuing walks.
Opponents just hitting 200 against him. Carter Aldretti takes away. Gage Jupp will go for Midland. He took the ball in Midland's only win in this series. That was back on Tuesday. And he was fantastic in that start. He went six shutout innings with eight strikeouts. Tyler will have that game tomorrow with Josh Warden on the play-by-play. That should be a lot of fun. 6:05 tomorrow. Aldretti 0-for-3. And ball four. Four-pitch walk. Runners at first and second with one down. Kid Trinkle bats. And Ian Mahler wants to go have a chat. Brian Magdaleno has certainly struggled with the free passes this year. He's had just three outings in which he did not walk or hit a batter. Cameron Rodriguez doing the talking there from third base, motivating Magdaleno. Trinkle 1-for-3 today with a base hit into right field. You can see down in the Riders bullpen, Larson Kindreich, the walkie-talkie. One and zero. This is not a safe situation for Magdaleno. Riders yesterday saw Travis McGregor pick up his first save. Frisco with 10 different players with a save this season. They're the only team in minor league baseball that can say that. They lead the Texas League in saves. Played a lot of close ball games.
They're also tied for second in minor league baseball in saves as a unit with 15.
Fits onto the outside corner for a strike, 2-1.
Robbie Alstrom still leads the club with four saves in just six appearances.
He hasn't pitched here in a month. Three and one. Bobby up in AAA.
Carlos Cardoza takes a lot of pride and puts a lot of effort and work into managing a bullpen. One of the key hallmarks of a manager. He said a lot of credit goes to the guys that can just go out there and get outs.
Both runners take off. It's a double steal. So two in scoring position now. Three balls and two strikes. One down in the ninth. 4-0 Riders. And Gavin Carlier has started to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen, just in case. 17 pitches for Magdaleno. Just up and away. Didn't get the call. Second walk, and the bases are now loaded. The tying run to the plate in the form of Drew Swift.
That's not a bad miss either. Top outside corner there for Magdaleno. Just didn't get the call. Maybe a little bit off the plate.
Carson Phillips will come out and have a chat. Gavin Collier continues to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen. Phillips, the normal bullpen coach with Julio Valdez on vacation, pitching coach. Great to see John Goebel here, who's a pitching coordinator in the Rangers organization and the current AAA pitching coach. Rough Riders pitching coach the last three seasons. Or last two seasons, I guess.
Former Bradley Brave. Coming from the high school and junior college ranks to the Rangers organization. He's done a great job, just like he did with some of these Frisco pitching staffs over the last few seasons.
Carson back to the dugout. Bases loaded, one down for Swift, who is 2-for-3 today with a couple of singles. One and oh. Back-to-back walks after an infield single and strikeout began the inning. One and one. High fastball. Magdaleno is not allowed a home run this year. Just off the plate away. My goodness. Getting squeezed a little bit here in the ninth. That could have been a strike. But when you have trouble finding the zone, you usually don't get those borderline calls from umpires. Three and one now. Magdaleno in danger of walking in the first run for Midland in 18 offensive innings. Three and two. Fired it into the zone. Not an action pitch here with one out. Lyle into the nine spot, waits on deck. Down the right field line, could be trouble. It's a fair ball. Angele scores, Aldretti right behind him. Now Trenkel getting waved around. The throw not in time. It's a three-run triple for Drew Swift, and it's a one-run game in the ninth. Oh, brother.
Drew Swift on 3-2 pummels it down that right field line. It just kept slicing. It looked like it had a little bit more slice right off the bat, but it just hugged the chalk. Boy, Trenkel was right on everybody's heels. And Hardy rifled in the throw towards home, but it was offline and late.
Well, Magdaleno done. Gavin Collier comes in for the save. Riders lead 4-3 in the ninth.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air onto left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Benjamin Franklin Fleming called to the bullpen. Top of the ninth inning, Gavin Collier becomes the fifth Rough Riders reliever and sixth pitcher overall. Brian Magdaleno gave up the three-run triple. It's now 4-3 Rough Riders. Colby Halter is pinch hitting for Lyle Lynn in the ninth spot. Still just one out in the inning. Halter, the 23-year-old out of the University of Florida, hitting .310 on the season with an .825 OPS, dangerous hitter. Collier, the fireballer. And he fits it on the outside corner with a cutter. It's 0-1. Fastball, cutter, slider, the three-pitch arsenal for Collier, who's looking for his third save on the year, a .348 ERA in 14 outings. Nearly hit him. 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders controlled this game from the jump. They scored two runs in the first, one in the fourth, one in the sixth, and looked like they were on their way to cruising to a 4-0 victory, but all of a sudden it's a one-run game here in the ninth. Popped up on the infield right side. Hardy calls off Ortiz. Two outs. So now the infield can play back. Top of the order in Junior Perez. Collier has inherited 13 runners this year. Four have scored. Swift at third, the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. The slider from Collier, it's 0-1. Riders looking to win their fourth consecutive game. All in two. Adrenaline pumping now for Collier. Skips away from Muller, and Swift scampers back into third. Boy, he was about halfway down the line. What a job by Muller to keep that in front.
That's a big-time block. Desperation mode there. He's down on a knee. He lowers the glove. He's going to try it back in and on the hop. Instead of turn the glove, just kind of a last-ditch effort, and he knocked it off his basket chest protector.
1-2. 2-2. Ball at 98. He shuts the door. Riders win it. 4-3 in the final. Gavin Collier comes in as a fireman and douses it. Riders win it 4-3. It got a little hairy down the stretch, but Frisco has won four in a row, and they now have a 2.5 game lead in first place. What a win for the Rough Riders. Pitching phenomenal. Home runs from Cam Colley and Sebastian Walcott. And that does it for us on the regular side of the broadcast. Special thanks to our technical director, Bishop Franklin, for our producer, Ken Jones, and for my partner, Tyler Danberg. I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. On behalf of our entire crew, we thank you very much for tuning in. Tyler Danberg has your post-game coverage when we come back. This has been another production of Rough Riders Baseball right here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The final score from Riders Field, Frisco 4, Midland 3, in a thrilling ball game. That didn't look like it was going to be as thrilling as it was until Gavin Collier got the game-ending punch-out of Junior Perez to cap off the fourth straight Frisco win. The Riders scored the first four runs of the ball game through eight-plus innings, but then a three-run triple by Drew Swift put the tying run on third with one out in the top of the ninth. Gavin Collier came in looking to put out the fire and nail down his third save of the season and the 16th for Riders pitching. He comes in, gets a pop-out for the second out, and strikes out Perez to garner the 4-3 victory in front of an electrifying crowd. The Rockhounds out hit the Rough Riders 10-8. Frisco made an error, Midland did not. But what Frisco did through the first six innings offensively and what the pitching staff did, especially starter Mitch Bratt with five shutout frames, helped guide them to a now 2.5 game lead on first in the Texas League South at a 26-17 record. Midland falls to 24-20. They have lost four straight after winning 10 of their last 13. And it all sets up this game tomorrow. Frisco officially seals the series win over Midland. They're up 4-1 heading into tomorrow's series finale. In the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders tacked on two runs. One on a Sebastian Walcott RBI double. He is now tied for the Texas League lead with 11. Then Cabo Rodriguez wrote that RBI single the other way to right to put the Riders up 2-0. In the bottom of the fourth, Cam Colley delivered by drilling a deep home run to left, 423 feet under the Avenue of the Stars and left. Then in the bottom of the sixth, Sebastian Walcott dismantled a homer into left center, 105 miles an hour off the bat for his sixth homer of the game. Walcott would finish a triple shy of the cycle and with his first three-hit affair of the year. In the top of the ninth inning, Drew Swift cranked an RBI triple with one out. That put runners 90 feet away, down 4-3 for Frisco. Collier shut the door and nailed down the save. What a ball game tonight. 2 hours, 24 minutes, final time of game. Attendance of over 6,000 on hand here at Riders Field. Another great night. It should be a great one tomorrow as well. For Paw Patrol night and post-game fireworks, as well as Kids Sunday Funday presented by Raising Cane's and Lemon Chill Sunday. It's going to be harder to find a better pitching matchup than tomorrow in minor league baseball and in the Texas League. It's right-hander Trey Schupach for the Rough Riders and 13th-ranked athletics prospect Gage Jump, the left-hander going for Midland. In a rematch of Tuesday's 12-3 winner for Midland, and you know Trey Schupach, after pitching just an inning and a third, is ready for another start on the year. He's one of the minor league leaders in walks, hits per innings pitched. In his 10th year of minor league baseball, he is an exciting arm to watch, going up against Gage Jump, who has pitched two quality starts in his first two double-A starts. That is going to be a surefire, can't-miss pitching matchup at 6:05 Central Time for the Cacique pregame show beginning at 5:50. When we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show, we'll have scores with the Texas League and more. It's all coming up next.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Let's take a drive around the Texas League after the Riders win their fourth straight with a 4-3 one-run victory over the Midland Rockhounds. Corpus Christi leads Amarillo 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Wilmy Sanchez on to try and nail down the save. San Antonio leads Wichita 5-2 at the bottom of the eighth inning. Five runs on nine hits for the Missions, two runs on seven hits for the Wind Surge. Tulsa defeated Springfield 3-2. That's a big win for the Drillers because Springfield had won eight of their last 10. It will be the next opponent the Riders face at Riders Field, coming up in 2 weeks after a trip to Amarillo. Northwest Arkansas beat Arkansas 8-6 in a tightly contested ballgame. And around the Rangers organization as well, the only pitching staff better over the last four games is the Hub City Spartanburgers. David Davalio turned in a quality start yesterday, and they eke out another one-run victory. This time a 2-1 winner in 12 innings. The win collected by Josh Malaris. He goes to 6-0 with a 2.38 earned run average. That is the second walk-off in extras for Hub City Quincy Scott with a single to walk things off in the last of the 12. Boy, if you thought that the 22-13 win for Round Rock, the AAA Rangers affiliate, wasn't enough last night over Charlotte, well, the Express and Knights tacked on 14 more runs. Round Rock defeated Charlotte 8-6, despite the Knights out-hitting the Express 13-12. Joe Barlow gets the victory. He's 2-2. Three-year big leaguer with the Rangers. And Luis Cervelo nails down his second save. The loss collected by Mike Clevenger. Low A Hickory defeated the Fighting Luke Maley's, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 4-3. Felton Pence collects the win for the Crawdads, former North Carolina Tar Heel. And the Crawdads go to 21-22. Belated birthday wishes to Luke Maley, although we did wish him a birthday yesterday. We'll wish him belated birthday wishes tomorrow as well. That does it for us here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Again, the final score, 4-3. Riders beat the Rockhounds in one-run fashion for the third time over the last four wins. The winning pitcher, Mitch Brett. Five shutout innings of work. Seven punchouts for the Newmarket Ontario native. He goes to 3-1. Chen Zhongyao Zhuang goes to 3-4 with the loss. He yielded the four Rough Riders runs and the save collected by Gavin Collier. His third of the year, one of 10 different riders to record a save. It is 16 altogether for the Rough Riders bullpen. Just one earned run, or excuse me, just four earned runs over the last 17 innings for Frisco's bullpen. Back at it tomorrow night at 5:50 p.m. with first pitch at 6:05. For Ken Jones, Bishop Franklin, Zach Bigley, Ben Patchen, Tyler Hamburg signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!